MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 12, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Communities come together to support Israel. The Open Door kicks off fall fundraising.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we'll check in on some high school football and tell you how the Bruins did last night. Rick?
Thanks, Bill. Mix of clouds and sun, upper 60s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:33 a.m. and 10:49 p.m. Last night in Swampscott, 16 Jewish organizations came together to stand in solidarity following the Hamas-led terrorist attacks in Israel. Dustin Luca of the Salem News writes today that there was a variety of speakers, including Marty Schneer, the director of the Jewish Community Center, who stated, "This is a war of light and love versus darkness and hatred." The MBTA and many political leaders in Lynn held a press conference to announce that the Lynn MBTA train station will reopen in December, much sooner than originally planned. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Really excited for this step forward. I live a few blocks from the track, and so I'm always hearing the trains rumble by. Or, you know, I'll be driving down Chatham Street. There's a point in Chatham Street where you're almost eye level with the bridge that goes over Chatham Street. So you see the train passing by. And when I see that train go by, when I hear that train, I get a little excited. Because it's that moment you're connected to the broader world. You know that people are heading into town or they're heading to their homes and families. They're looking for that education. They're looking for that work. And it's exciting, that feeling that we're connected to something bigger. And over the last year, that excitement very quickly turned into regret and frustration that that train was not going to stop in the city. And I am just so grateful that we've been able to work with the T, that they've heard us, to be able to step up and accelerate this so that the train will stop in Lynn again as it should and be that connection to people's jobs, to people's schools, to people's medical appointments.
That's Lynn Mayor Nicholson. We have a complete post-up on our website with an in-depth interview on Lynn public transportation with State Senator Brendan Crichton. The press conference can be viewed on lynntv.org. The Open Doors Autumn Breakfast yesterday in Gloucester kicked off its holiday baskets and Thanksgiving food drive. Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times writes that the organization is seeing a 28% increase in food assistance requests. The Gloucester-based organization serves Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, Ipswich, Hamilton, Wenham, Boxford, Topsfield, and Rowley. Donations can be sent by mail or online at foodpantry.org. This week, the two candidates for mayor in Beverly met at a forum to discuss the issues. One topic that came up was the Beverly schools and what can be done to better serve students and retain teachers. This is challenger Jamie Zarella.
Teachers are underpaid. We have had a serious absent a leave of teachers this past summer. We had 26 middle school teachers leave the middle school this past summer. You know, we have over 350 teachers in the city. But in the last 5 years, 11 to 15% of these teachers have left. 11 to 15% of the teachers have left and gone outside of our city to find other jobs that are paying more money than the city of Beverly. You know, think about that for a minute. Over 350 teachers in the city, and we've turned over almost half of them in 5 years. That's unacceptable. We need more paraprofessionals in the schools, especially in the middle school and high school, to help with our children that have special needs. And under my administration, we will do that. We will put more paraprofessionals on, and we'll pay them the correct wages they deserve, as well as our teachers, too, so that we can stop them from leaving our great city.
Incumbent Mayor Mike Cahill touched on several areas of focus for the schools moving forward, including maintaining and increasing funding for the schools.
In the last 10 years, our school budget has grown from $48 million to $72 million. In the last 10 years, the city's contribution to the schools has grown from $41 million to $58 million annually. So we are doing everything we can to support our schools. That's roughly a 50% increase in the school budget in 10 years. On the city side of things, we've increased city spending by $26.4 million, which is about a 45% increase across city accounts. So the reality is that for all of our services we deliver and all of the staff who deliver those services, we're doing our very best to support them. In terms of how we support our teachers day in and day out, it's through providing them high-quality trainings, providing strong curriculum, providing professional development, and course reimbursements for that professional development and growth that they undergo, that they pursue. Supporting our kids helps our teachers. Supporting our teachers helps our kids. We all know it's been incredibly challenging in our schools from the beginning of COVID on through to now.
This week's forum can be viewed on BevCam. There was a Powerball winner last night. The $1.7 billion winning ticket was sold in California. Massachusetts had several smaller winners stemming from last night's drawing. A check on some high school football news and much more is next in sports with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Bruins opened the regular season with a 3-1 win last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. The Celtics beat the 76ers in an exhibition game last night on the road, 112-101. Up next for the New England Patriots, it's a game Sunday in Las Vegas against the Raiders. For quarterback Mac Jones, it has been back to basics this week.
Footwork, I know we've talked a lot about. Footwork, where are my eyes, all that stuff. And obviously also just kind of like having fun too. That's what I think of, because when I'm at my best, I'm having fun, enjoying everybody. That's one of the good things that I can do is communicate, and I need to do a better job of that. And we're out there playing a game that we love. Right now it's not looking too good, but we got to flip the switch, right, and start over and figure out ways to go out there and have fun and sling the ball around and guys go make plays and then celebrate with each other too. Like, we work so hard. It's been such a theme. That, you know, we haven't really scored a lot of points, but when we do, we got to go out there and celebrate and enjoy it.
Jones did get the endorsement this week from head coach Bill Belichick and the team's offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think a lot of that is really good, and a lot of things I need to improve as a quarterback. So that's what I think of. What can I do better? You know, what are the actual issues instead of just like throwing stuff up in the air? Let's look at the tape, you know, like the plays in the game, 11 on 11, and really see what's going on. That's the important part to me, because you can always try and problem solve that way. But when you're kind of just chasing different things and narratives and things like that, it's hard, right? But when you sit in the room together and look at the tape, there's a lot of things that you can be like, okay, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to try and, you know, do this drop on this play or read it this way or whatever. So it's all about trial and error, but at the same time, you want it to be really good on game days, and that's where, you know, I've been disappointed with myself because it hasn't been great on game day. So why hasn't it? And that's something that I've focused on.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones, Sunday's kickoff is at 4:05 in the afternoon. High school football tonight. That's right, Thursday night football. Lynn English is at Malden at 6. Peabody plays at Winthrop at 6:30. We'll have a game report on that later tonight on the website. And Saugus kicks off at Gloucester tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, Manchester Essex has a tough one on the road at 5:30 this afternoon at Whittier. Friday night, Salem football plays at Classical. The Witches 5-0, the Rams 4-1. Salem coach Matt Bouchard and the Witches, it's been nearly two decades of losses at the hands of the Rams.
Well, if you go back in the history books, I think the last time that Salem was able to defeat Classical, it was 19 years ago. So, you know, and there's only a couple years in there where we didn't play them. So, you know, from the Salem side of the house here, you know, this is an opportunity to really showcase, you know, all the effort and dedication these kids have put in to put themselves in a position to go into this game and be very competitive. So I know, you know, when I think about, at least so far, we've only had one day of practice this week, but, you know, in that practice, there was a lot of focus, a lot of guys really trying to hone their skills so that we can find success on Friday.
Many Salem players have been starting now for their third year, so all of the knocks that they have taken are beginning to pay off so far this year.
You know, this team has really seen kind of both sides of the coin. They've kind of had difficult games where they had to find a way to navigate it, and you know, now they're starting to see some of the fruits of their labor. So I think the big challenge for us as a coaching staff is really to make sure they're still grinding and working just like they did 2 years ago to put themselves in some of these positions.
This game Friday between Salem and Classical kicks off at 5 Friday afternoon at Manning Field. We will have plenty of local football coverage all this week on the website and throughout the weekend. Boys soccer from yesterday, Peabody Amaskenamit tied at 2, Marblehead shut out Danvers 4-0, and Swampscott edged Gloucester 3-2. In girls soccer, Amaskenamit over Peabody 2-1, Danvers shaded Marblehead 3-2, and Swampscott and Gloucester tied at 1. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.